And finally, today, the story that dominates our news has also been the subject of comments, questions, and tips from our listeners. Day-to-Day Senior Producer Steve Proffitt joins me now to share some of what you've written us about Katrina.
First, Madeline, controversy over using the word refugees to describe people displaced by the disaster.
Right. Most news organizations, including us here at NPR, used the term and then changed to evacuee or survivor.
Although our reporter, Mike Pesca, argues that refugee is a legitimate term, and he made that argument in an article published on our website.
Listener Kimberly Bernardes of Los Angeles thinks the word refugee serves to separate the rest of us from those affected by the tragedy.
She writes, "Let's see if the media calls the residents of Santa Monica and Malibu refugees when the Pacific Ocean rises up one morning and decides to attack the West Coast."
And Tom Nosain, who's from Pinckney, Michigan, takes issue with terms such as pre-planning, pre-positioning, and other pre-stuff. There's no difference, he points out, between a pre-plan and an ordinary plan.
We also got some tips from listeners. After a discussion last week about the historical precedents for evacuating an entire city, Aaron Hanuffen Berg wrote to say that in the late 19th century, Memphis, Tennessee was all but abandoned due to a yellow fever epidemic.
So much so, she says, the city lost its charter as a municipality.
And Jonathan Taylor sent us a link to an article that ran in National Geographic magazine in October of last year, which in eerie detail predicts the events this September in New Orleans.
It was by Joel Bourne. Here's part of what he wrote about the disaster he said was waiting to happen. Quote, "A liquid brown wall rushed over the clapboard houses of the Ninth Ward. Thousands drowned in the murky brew contaminated by sewage and industrial waste."
Mr. Bourne's Geographic article, again, this was written last year, continues, "It took 2 months to pump the city dry. 1 million people were homeless. It was the worst natural disaster in the history of the United States."
And thank you for that interesting tip from listener Jonathan Taylor. Finally, many of you wrote about the interview Alex Chadwick did yesterday with an electrician from New Orleans.
Yes, Benny Baxter told his story about how he'd been stuck up on the roof of his house in Metairie, finally made it to Baton Rouge, and ended up in Los Angeles at a mission called the Dream Center.
Listener Don Chestnut said the story brought him to tears. Jennifer Goupil wrote to say, "Thanks for not letting me forget that thousands still need our help."
Madeline, Benny's already looking for a job here in L.A., but he told Alex he's itching to get back home.
"You know, when I do go to work, I want to work there, not California. I don't want to build California. I want to build my hometown, my town where I'm born and raised, you know. I love California, Arizona, New York. I love the United States. That's where I'm from. But I'm from New Orleans, and that's where I live at. That's my home. And I'm proud to be from there. And I want to be the one that helps rebuild it."
And that's Benny Baxter in Los Angeles, displaced by Katrina.
If you have comments, questions, or suggestions, write to us.
Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. It's at the top of every page.
And thank you, NPR's Steve Proffitt.
You're welcome.
Our program is produced by Chip Grabo and edited by John Buckley. The director is Shireen Meraji. The production staff includes Steve Proffitt, Catherine Fox, Rob Sachs, Jeremy Hobson, Sky Rode, Molly Peterson, and Jacob Conrad. The editors are Martha Little and Alicia Montgomery, also Slate's Andy Bowers. The technical director is Leo DeLagula, with engineers Carlos Asensio and Shireen Strasbourg. The executive producer of Day to Day is Jeff Rogers.